like other people, Mom said. They don't have much furniture in their house. They're working hard to pay for their farm.
Will they be any better neighbors? Pa asked.
I think so, Mom said. That hill over there is not a fence between us any longer.
There's more than a hill between us, I said. What about my guineas Mort Hinton caught?
And what about the Hinton boy that hit me on the foot with a rock? Finn said.
By the time we had finished our breakfast, Mort Hinton was plowing the young tobacco. His three sons were hoeing the tender plants with long-handled hoes.
You'd think Mr. Hinton would be sleepy, Mom said. He didn't go to bed last night, and the boys slept on the hay in the barn.
Pa, Finn, and I didn't have too much sympathy for the Hintons. Through the dining room window, we could watch Mort keep the plow moving steadily, and his boys dig with their hoes, never looking up from the ground.
This will be a dry, sunny day, Pa said. We'll burn the brush piles on the rest of our clearing.
We gathered our pitchforks, hoes, and rakes, and went to the hill where we had cleared ground all spring. There were hundreds of brush piles on our 20 acres of cleared ground. The wind was still. The sun had dried the dew from the leaves that carpeted the ground between the brush piles.